أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن الناس من يعبد الله على حرف، فإن أصابه خير اطمأن به، وإن أصابته فتنة انقلب على وجهه خسر الدنيا والآخرة، ذلك هو الخسران المبين. يدعو من دون الله ما لا يضره وما لا ينفعه، ذلك هو الضلال البعيد. يدعو لمن ضره أقرب من نفعه، لبئس المولى ولبئس العشير. صدق الله العظيم. These are from ayah 11 to 13 of Surah Al-Hajj. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabaraka disbelievers, themselves they disbelieved, themselves they disputed with the verses and regarding Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala Himself, and then they led others astray. In these verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about another challenge that came upon our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we said at the very beginning, there were those ayat of these surahs that were revealed before the hijrah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in those ayat that were revealed after the hijrah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrat. He came to Medina Munawwara. In Bukhari Sharif, there is one hadith from Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that there were those people that accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the accepting Islam, the test of Allah had come upon them, that Allah Ta'ala had given them an abundance of animals. The animals were procreating, and then their wives were also giving birth, and they were giving birth to sons. The Arabs loved sons. And then, after a while, all of this stopped. So they began to say that now there is no good in Islam. There was this good that we had when we accepted Iman and Islam, now there is no good, and they began to waver insofar as the Iman is concerned, and many of them then became munafiqeen. In one narration from Sayyidina Abu Sayyid al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu, more specifically was a Yahud, that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Medina Munawwara, he accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a healthy, wealthy person. After he accepted Islam, he lost his eyesight, he lost his children, they passed on, and his wealth began to diminish, and subsequently he began to lose his wealth. So he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would want to withdraw my allegiance to you. In other words, leave the deen of Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the reason. He gave the reason. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, and this is probably a very, very great understanding of being sincere to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and to be a sincere Muslim. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this deen of Islam is like the furnace of the gold and the silver and all the other metals. That when a person brings Islam, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala begins to cleanse that person from all the dirt, from all the alloy, like how the gold and silver and other metals are cleansed. And hence, perhaps Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is cleansing you. This person didn't accept Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's advice, and he left the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So regarding these individuals and even the munafiqeen, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ. Harf actually refers to something that is on the absolute edge of something. So from mankind, there are those who worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the edge, like how we say in English, on the fence. These people now, they were on the fence, and they were making Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's ibadat. فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرُ اِطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ. When any good would come their way, then they would be very consoled, they will be comforted,
they will be very happy, very elated. Wa in asabathu fitna, then when a fitna will come. Now we use fitna in our languages in a different sense. In Arabic, actual fitna is that when the furnace, when the fire begins to cleanse the precious metal, that whole process is called fitna. So here Allah Ta'ala is using that word, that when you have these difficulties, perhaps it's a process of cleansing from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala side. In qalaba ala wajhi, they turn over his face. In other words, he turns away from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala save us. Sometimes our situation is a little opposite. When we have difficulties, we turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala gives us, we forget Allah Ta'ala. That's us. Regarding these people, Allah Ta'ala says, خَسِرَتْ dunya wal akhirah. The life of this world, the dunya, the hereafter, the akhirah, is all lost. In other words, in this world also they will lose, and of course in the akhirah will be the eventual loss. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. And Allah Ta'ala says, that is the open, the manifest loss. يَدْعُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَضُرُّهُ وَمَا لَا يَنْفَعُهُ. Then eventually what happens to these people, they begin to call, they supplicate, they make dua, leaving Allah Ta'ala to those gods who can neither harm them or those gods who can neither benefit them. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الظَّلَالُ الْبَعِيدُ. Allah Ta'ala says that that is a very far deviation. In other words, they are gone too far now. They had the opportunity of bringing iman and they left Islam and the deen of Allah. يَدْعُوا لَمَنْ ضَرُّهُ أَقْرَبُ مِنْ نَفْعِ. Then they call and they make dua to those gods who harm is closer than benefit. In other words, those gods are only going to harm them. There is absolutely no benefit in this world, in the hereafter. لَبِئْسَ الْمَوْلَىٰ وَلَبِئْسَ الْعَشِيرِ. And then they will come to the eventuality when they will see the consequences on the day of Qiyamah. They themselves will proclaim that these were evil friends, these were evil companions, in other words, whatever they had worshipped. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us a very, very firm reminder that halat, conditions are going to come. This is the world, there are going to be difficulties, adversities, there's going to be prosperity, there's going to be good. In both conditions, a believer remains firm in the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.